USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passes an $8.3 billion emergency funding bill to help fight the coronavirus outbreak, as deaths in the United States have reached double digits and more than 160 people have tested positive across more than a dozen states. The bill now heads to President Trump's desk, who is expected to sign it quickly. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is slamming Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer's comments made regarding the Supreme Court.
We are so much better than that. I don't care if it was a Republican or Democrat doing it. It is unacceptable, and it is a new low. It's inappropriate. It goes beyond just an apology.
Schumer said at a political rally that Supreme Court Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have released a whirlwind and will pay a price. The New York Democrat is accusing Republicans of mischaracterizing his comments. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the presidential race. Speaking with reporters outside her Massachusetts home, she announced she will not be endorsing a candidate as of right now. A former head of the United Auto Workers Union has been charged by federal prosecutors. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gary Jones is accused of taking $1 million from the union, and he is expected to plead guilty to those charges. He's the highest-ranking official of the UAW to be charged in a federal probe that began several years ago. A total of 13 people have already been convicted of crimes in the investigation. Prosecutors say bank records and the cooperation from Jones and former aides uncovered the scam in which he took money to spend for personal use, including luxury vacations, private villas, liquor, and golf. Jones could face up to 10 years behind bars. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he just realized this weekend our clocks spring forward, and he's not too happy about losing an hour of sleep.
It makes no sense. There's no reason to keep doing it. It's time to go permanent daylight savings and end this once and for all. We have a bill to do that. Let's see if we can get it done this year. This is stupid.
In a Twitter video, Rubio says the bill hasn't moved on Capitol Hill, so he wants Americans to call their members of Congress. Rubio continues,
I'm not looking forward to Sunday. We're going to lose an hour of sleep. Everybody's going to be upset.
President Trump plans to visit tornado-ravaged Tennessee on Friday. Governor Bill Lee says the administration is helping his state recover as best they can already. And according to country star Big Kenny, Tennesseans are strong and will rebuild.
You know, from two nights ago, being woke up early in the morning to today and seeing the ongoing efforts of everybody just trying to get their lives back in order, it's just one of those things that reminds you how important community is and how much we can all do when we come together to try to help our neighbors. It's always awesome to see the strong outpouring of support in this community and from so many communities outside of here. I mean, there's a lot of people in this country that have a relationship to Music City, USA, and by golly, we're going to keep the music playing.
Big Kenny speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.